listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This time of year, we see a lot of renditions of the Christmas story from Luke 2, the heartbreaking journey that Mary took while pregnant, the search for shelter, the birth of Jesus in a stable, and the subsequent faithful journeys of the shepherds and wise men to see him. However, not much emphasis is typically placed on one of the most humble and earthly protectors of the Savior, Joseph. A stepfather, in essence, to Jesus, he watched him grow up, taught him principles, and saved his life as a young boy from the Roman soldiers and Herod. This Christmas season, a new Mormon message is coming out that focuses on Joseph's perspective during the Savior's younger years. Producer Joe Fowler, a friend of the show, been in here many times, is here in studio again with us to discuss this project. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Why did you want to do this? Why this perspective? Why did you think this was important to share?
So I feel bad because the director of this piece and who kind of co-wrote it with me, is Joe Sines, no longer works with the church. He moved back to Iowa. So if he was here, he'd be able to explain this to you himself. But a couple of years ago when his daughter was born, he had this moment where he was holding her in the hospital and he was thinking about all the responsibility and the weight of being a father and having to teach this little girl, like all these things throughout her life. And he had this just thought, this impression of what it would have been like for Joseph to have that same moment right after baby Jesus was born. Maybe Mary is asleep, recovering from just giving birth in a stable, and Joseph having this private, intimate, one-on-one moment with this newborn baby, and the weight of not only being a father, but being an adoptive father of the Savior of the world. And that sparked this idea in his mind of, we got to tell the story of Joseph, because in reality, there's not a lot of him in the New Testament. There's maybe half a dozen verses, and we only have a few moments, but his role was huge. And What can we say? What actually can we do with that?
What have you learned about Joseph going through this process?
You know, honestly, that's the biggest challenge. Is we in the original script, we made some guesses, and when we talked to some experts, especially the correlation department, they had issue with some of our guesses. So we were pretty limited to what we had on hand, and So in all reality, it was more of just trying to get into the mind of someone who was not only just a new father, but having the responsibility of taking care of and protecting the Savior at that young age.
What do you hope that viewers will feel as they listen and watch?
So the title of this is The First Christmas Spirit, and that comes from the fact that Joseph was the first person to basically have an interaction with the Savior during his earthly life. And it was on Christmas Day, being the Savior's birth.
He delivered the baby.
He delivered the baby, exactly. So he was the first person to have these feelings. And our hope is that people will watch this and remember, of all the hustle and bustle of Christmas, like we always talk about, remember what it really is about and go down to the very first moment of Christmas, which is this father-son, interaction and relationship, and how this first few seconds or minutes touched Joseph's life. Hopefully people's lives will be touched in a similar way.
Why do you feel like this is the right video to release around Christmas time?
To be honest, it's because it's something we haven't seen before, and it's a take that is unique and new, because the story is so familiar. It's so familiar to everybody that we thought, how can we tell this in a way that will grab people's attention and help them maybe feel something that maybe they've become accustomed to or used to? I don't mean to go on a tangent, but when I was a kid, there was this feeling of Christmas time, and it just felt different from any other time of the year. There was excitement. There was just this peace. I don't know. It's really hard to describe, but we've all felt that. Mm-hmm. As you get older and as you move away from your home, and Christmas is not about fun toys and things like that feeling starts to go away. At least it did for me. And it wasn't until I started having children and I started to see Christmas again through their eyes that that feeling started to come back. So I really hope that by telling the story in this way, by focusing on a new father experiencing Christmas in this way, will help people feel that feeling again.
Reignite.
Exactly.
That fire.
Yeah.
The video is very authentic, right? In language, in costume, in setting. That was probably a lot of work.
It was important to us, for sure. I think as filmmakers, the interpretation is a lot up to us. I mean, we're artists and we can concept and create and visually tell the story how we want to tell it. But when Joe and I talked about this approach, we felt it was important to bring in experts to make this as authentic as possible. So we didn't make the decisions as far as costuming. Even in casting, we wanted to find the right actors. We pulled from a pool of people who had the same look that would have been more authentic to that culture and that area of the world. And one of the choices we made was to have all the language done in Aramaic instead of in English. And we brought in a cultural and language expert from BYU who was very familiar with that and was able to teach all of our actors how to speak Aramaic, at least the lines that we needed them to speak. And yeah, so authenticity was really important to us, in addition to, of course, good heart-wrenching performances from our actors.
Well, it has certainly paid off because it's beautifully done.
Thank you.
I think it's something really special. So congratulations.
Good. No, I appreciate that.
Of course, it's called The First Christmas Spirit. And it's the newest Mormon message. Be sure to check it out with your whole family this Christmas season and share it again and again and again. So the quote of the day is from the Bible Dictionary of Joseph. And it says, though Mary was the only earthly parent of Jesus, Joseph was regarded as his father, and Jesus treated him as such, being subject unto him. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.